Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. You know, I'm really excited about today's show, and I know I say that a lot, but I really am. And with Thanksgiving coming up and the holidays coming up, I feel like it is the absolute perfect time to talk to the Salvation Army, and so that's who I have on the show today. I have Captain Chris Kim, the Tucson City Coordinator, and Kelly Beasley, the Public Relations and Community Engagement Manager. So thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
So with all of the opportunities in the holidays that are coming up, I'm really, really excited to hear about everything you guys have going on. But can we start with just a little bit about the Salvation Army and what it is and who you're serving in Tucson?
One of the nonprofits here in Tucson. We are a religious organization who's been here in the city, southern Arizona for 130 years. And I believe we're been here longer than the state of Arizona. But we're here because we're here to help others, because other people need help. We're here to feed them. We're here to clothe them. We're here to, at one point, make them sober and clean from their drug and alcohol rehab programs. But also, we're here because the needs of the many outweigh what we can do here by ourselves. So we're here to do many things of utility assistances, rental assistances, and also community meals, back to school programs, kids getting backpacks and clothes to go to school with, toys for Christmas. There's so much. I don't know what else I can say about that.
Well, it's just, I think you said it all in saying that, you know, there are needs in Tucson and that you're meeting the needs where you can and with who you can. And it's a really cool opportunity for someone who wants to get involved where year-round there's opportunity to help others.
That is correct.
Do you know how many people are served in a single year?
Well, in 2022, we had 23,026 people.
That is a lot of people.
A lot.
And that's the holiday programs that are coming up. You mentioned school for the backpacks and things for the kids, rental assistance and utilities. I mean, there's so many different ways that people were helped. If someone is needing some kind of services, how can they apply for that, or how do they get connected with you for that?
They can go to our Tucson website, SalvationArmyTucson.org, or call our office at 520-795-9671. Or any of the phone numbers in Tucson will be able to get you the main number to start getting yourself registered to sign up for any needs. Right now, we're limited to only 5 utility assistances and 5 a week for our rental assistance. So it's first come, first serve. Call us Monday morning from 8 to 9 at that main number, and that would really be able to get you on there as soon as we can.
And you say only 5, but that's huge. I mean, yes. It's a lot.
No, I don't think so. That's the problem.
It is. And, you know, we've talked about this before, too. The affordability of life in general, but especially housing, it's so hard for someone to afford anything at this point. The rent has gone up like crazy. You know, it's harder for people to buy homes. Just all of this is so much harder on families, and then it makes every aspect of this harder, you know, the rent, the utilities, all of this. And so every little bit that we can do to help, I mean, that's still a lot of people that are getting help. And so I'm excited about it. I know that there's always a desire to do even more and to reach more people. And that's where I'm hoping that the listeners today will hear about some of the programs that you have and we'll be able to help get involved.
Yeah. You know, and then we also do have a shelter. We have 104 beds. We have transitional programs that are actually there where they're able to make an income or have income, and they pay us 30% to get themselves ready to go out on their own so they can save up some more money so they can get a deposit down and first and last. And, you know, eventually back to society in regular. But we give them that chance every day at the shelter on Main and Speedway.
That's you know, again, another really cool opportunity for people that want to be able to make that change in their lives and to be able to learn. Are they also able to get some education on how to save, or, you know, learning how to make that next step in getting a place?
Yes, we do have some life skills classes that we do offer, but right now we are on a, as we say, the busy season. And during our Christmas and Thanksgiving time, we're really busy and it's really hard to do. But we just got a new shelter manager, and he's going to be able to connect to the community to get those people. We had a partnership with Chase where they would come in and do our classes on how to do management of money. We also had El Rio come in every Tuesday to see what's wrong with our clients. They'll take walk-ups at that time. And we have other, like Pima County will come in to do flu shots and so on and so forth. So we do have some partnerships, but we're looking to have more, to grow more, to know that Salvation Army is just not a thrift store anymore.
Yeah. I love the community aspect of that, trying to get other businesses to sponsor an aspect of something that's really going to help someone get into that next stage of life. And so, you know, I think it's really cool to be able to bring them in and ask them to provide a service on a day that is going to help someone just to build those life skills, the financial skills to be able to move forward. So speaking of Thanksgiving and Christmas, every year I know that you guys do a meal for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and how do people come for the meals? What's needed for the meals?
Right now we do have a change of location for our meal for Thanksgiving, and it's going to be at our shelter, at our hospitality house on North Main, right on the corner of Speedway in Main. We don't need any more turkeys. We have so many generous donations of turkeys that we don't need anymore. But we need the stuffing. We need the, but especially right now, we need pies and rolls. And they're the main part of a meal. You have to have a pie. And we would just love to see those pies come in and the rolls come in before next week, because I don't want to go out and buy hundreds of pies and rolls for our meal on Thanksgiving.
So when someone is going to, I'm going to say Costco, and buying these huge $6 pies, how many people can they serve with one pie? I don't know. They're huge.
Yeah, they're really huge. We cut them up. I believe there's 12 to 15 pieces that we can make out.
So right there, $6 and 12 to 15 people. I mean, I understand, you know, not wanting to go buy a whole ton of things at somewhere where the pies are a lot smaller for the same price. But I would encourage you, go grab some rolls, which are also a great deal at Costco, and some pies, and go drop that off. Where do they drop off those pies and rolls after they pick them up?
Please bring them to 1002 North Main Avenue, right in our shelter, right in our hospitality house, and just drop it off, and we'll be able to get them stored and ready to go for Thanksgiving.
And are there specific times that those need to be dropped off?
No.
For specific days?
No, it'd just be better during business hours, of course, because we have people at the door. But our shelter site is open 24/7, so there's always a chance for you to come late and just knock on that site, say, I have a donation, I need to get this in so we can please get it ready for Thanksgiving. So we'll take it anytime from now until Thanksgiving.
Awesome. And then for Christmas, you also do a meal. What are typical things that you're going to need for Christmas? And when is a good time to be dropping those off?
Right after Thanksgiving. It'd be great.
Yeah.
And then we'll need the same things. We do the same meal. We do turkey, stuffing, the vegetables, the rolls, the pies, just whatever you can. Right after Thanksgiving, we'll be happy to take it to the same location. But it's going to be at the TCC, Tucson Convention Center, on Christmas Day.
Okay. And for someone who wants to be part of serving, is there any opportunity for someone to be a little bit more involved in helping with the meal, or is it the biggest need just to bring in pies and rolls?
Right now we have pretty much filled up for Thanksgiving, but we're still looking for more people, families that can come. They can give us a call. Kristen Ullman is my volunteer coordinator. Her number is 520-448-3997. 520-448-3997. If she can just, if they can leave a message, and she'll get back to them as soon as she gets a message.
Okay, very cool opportunities. And then what about toys? What kind of toys can you take? Where do we bring those? What do we not buy?
Any toys is fine. We have expanded our age limit from 0 to 17 now, so we're looking for older kids' toys. We have a Stuff the Bus at the Walmart on Speedway and Kolb, December 1, next Friday. And we'll be there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you want to bring a toy unwrapped or go into Walmart and buy something and bring it back out, we like to stuff like 3-4 buses full, Sunshine buses full, because they're partnering with us to help us out.
And then do you take new clothing as well, or is it just the toys?
We can't take new clothes, older kids' toys, older kids' clothing, because they can be given out to as a present. So we will not say no to new clothes or even hygiene kits, makeups for the older kids, earbuds or, you know, gaming headsets or whatever. Just think outside the box. Whatever your grandkid or your teenager would like or your kids would like, please, these kids need you.
You know, and I really think that it's such a cool opportunity to be able to go in and take kids and let them pick out what the gifts are going to be, mm-hmm. that you're going to donate.
Yes.
Because it makes them feel so much part of the process. It gets them excited about it. Even though they don't get to keep the toy, they know that another kid is going to absolutely love this toy that they just picked out. And I'm always talking about opportunities to get families involved. And this is, I think, one of the coolest and possibly one of the most impactful ways to get kids involved if they're physically choosing something that they want to give to another child and being able to feel that excitement.
Yes.
So that's very cool. We are going into the break. We will be right back with Center Stage Nonprofits of Tucson, and we are talking to the Salvation Army today. Thanks for sticking with us. We are talking about the Salvation Army and some of the very cool opportunities that we have. And I have here with me Captain Chris Kim, the Tucson City Coordinator, and Kelly Beasley, the Public Relations and Community Engagement Manager. So, Kelly, I heard that you have a really good story for me.
I do. So there's a young lady who has four kids. She came right after she gave birth to her fourth child. 3 days after, she came to our facility, and because of domestic violence, she needed somewhere to stay, and they housed her in the shelter. She has one of the apartments. We have two apartments. She has one of them because she has four kids, and she was doing DoorDash trying to make any kind of money she could, and the kids needed to be taken to daycare. She did not have a vehicle, and so we, the Salvation Army, one of the caseworkers, took her kids and her every day to daycare and dropped the kids off. And the daycare just loved this family. And they decided after several weeks that they wanted to give her a van. And wow. The daycare gave her a van, titled it in her name. And so then she was able to take her kids from the shelter to the daycare every day, which was a blessing for her. And she then found a job, a full-time job. She's still in the shelter, but she's waiting to get into an apartment that she's already signed on. So you talk about a success story.
Yeah.
I just think that's great.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love to hear things like that, just where they're able to, you know, to get to that next stage with a little bit of generosity from someone. But really, you can hear, you know, the work ethic that the mom has, and leaving a domestic violence situation in itself is a very challenging thing. And I actually went through something similar. And so I know the struggles in that. And to be able to go from that to working hard enough to get into that next stage of life, I mean, it's really difficult, and it's amazing. And it's so cool that you guys were able to be there to help her. There are so many, you know, there are so many like that really need that little bit of extra help. And so I love to hear when people are able to step up and do that.
And it was so great for the daycare to see that in her as well.
Yeah.
To be able to give her that vehicle. I mean, that that just shows what the world can be.
Yeah. And, you know, about joining together again, one person can't do it all.
Right.
I mean, this is so much about trying to bring the community together. One person cannot put on a Thanksgiving meal. You know, it's so many people that have to come together to make something that is going to impact so many families. Thank you for sharing that
story. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. So we had talked a little bit about the Stuff the Bus is December 1st, and you can go and pick some gifts and put those into the bus. And we talked about how it's such a cool opportunity to have your kids go in and choose gifts. And there are also opportunities where you can sign up to volunteer at the location.
Yes.
To help the families who are mm-hmm. coming in and bringing donations.
Right.
And off air, you had mentioned how that's also a really cool opportunity that families can volunteer together to be there at the Stuff the Bus location and to be able to collect those gift items and put those on the buses.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for families and also individuals to come. We have both doors at the Walmart there, people going in, so we have to make sure we get flyers out to them saying, hey, here's a chance. We're looking for toys for these kids, and can you just get us something? And on the way out, they can come out, and when they pick it out, there's going to be people that's going to be necessary to be there. And if a kid's there, a family's there to see, oh, these toys are really going into the bus, and that bus is going to be loaded and full, and eventually it's going to go to our warehouse, and they'll be able to get to kids. So they'll kind of see that process from the beginning to the end. So it'd be awesome. We need volunteers from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The more, the better. I don't know how many people we're going to have at 6 a.m., but I will be there. But call Kristen Oman, our volunteer coordinator, at 520-448-3997 for just if you want to sign up.
Well, in calling Kristen, you have the opportunity to sign up for the Stuff the Bus. And then there are also still opportunities available for someone who wants to get involved on Christmas Day.
Yes.
And Kristen would be the go-to person
yes.
for that
uh-huh.
as well.
Yeah, so we have all positions open. They're filling up very fast. The faster you talk to her, she'll tell you where to go to sign up to make sure you get a chance to be able to serve on that day. So it'd be an awesome thing to have for everybody.
And then there are other little opportunities in different areas and along the way. And again, Kristen is really that go-to person if
yes.
you want to
uh-huh.
get involved. Let's talk a minute about Angel Tree. So if someone is signing up for Angel Tree, that is open now. The families are signing up already. And what is the deadline for signing up?
It's already open. It opened up on November 1, and it will be probably till the 10th of December, but we're trying to fill 1,800 families. Last year, we were able to help a little over 1,500, but this year, we're trying to go a little bit more. We have an evening slot from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday evenings where we get volunteers to come in. So if you are in need of a volunteering opportunity, no kids, just the adults, to come and help those people that are not able to get Christmas, but also can't make it during the business day because they're working full time and they can only come at night. So that'd be a great opportunity for a volunteer opportunity in South Tucson.
Very cool. And then, you know, and again, Kristen is the go-to person for all of those opportunities. And so if you're interested, give her a call. Talk to her about what you want to do, some of the times that you're available, and she'll be able to help set you up with some good opportunities. And then what about those bells sitting out in front of the stores and ringing the bells?
Ooh, they start tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're going to, yep, Hobby Lobby and a few other locations have allowed us to come in a little early. So we're starting tomorrow, and there's going to be about 13 locations out in around Tucson, and Green Valley will start after Thanksgiving. So we're looking for just people who are willing to take 2 hours of their time. A family or just one person saying, I can take this 2 hour shift. I'm going to challenge my friends. I'm going to make more than them. Kind of competition. Register to ring.com. Follow the little excerpts of registering yourself and picking a location. And you will get a reminder to tell you when you're on. And then eventually we'll tell you how much you made that day with a little thank you note coming from us from register to ring.com.
That is super cool. And I will say my kids and I are going to sign up.
Awesome.
I've talked to them about it already. And so they're excited to be able to go out and do that. But it's something that, again, I love these opportunities to get the family involved and to talk to them about what we're doing and why we're doing it and who is benefiting from what we're doing. Why do they need something? You know, being able to have those conversations at this time of year is so much, there's so much more opportunity than there may be at other times of the year. So I absolutely love it. And again, as a family, I'd say, you know, it's a really cool opportunity to go and do that.
And one thing to, one thing to add is that 83 cents on the dollar will stay in the neighborhood.
Wow.
So 83 cents of the dollar, every single dollar that you put in there, 83 cents will go back into the community to help those in need. So that's a bonus for us. I can say we're the highest rate going back to the community in anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's amazing. Very, very cool. And it's great to know your impact. I love that you send something at the end of the day too to know how much was raised. Because that does kind of add that fun little element of competition.
Exactly.
And my mom is going to be signing up for a different time slot than we are. So yeah, we'll definitely have to have some competition there.
That's awesome.
That's fun. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of different opportunities for getting involved in volunteering and for making donations. If someone wanted to make a donation to just to the website, how can they do that? Where do they go?
Well, there's SalvationArmyRedKettle.org. It's our virtual website, virtual kettle site. So you can't get it. You don't have any money. You don't have any cash. You feel bad. So, you know, it's a good time. So just go online, go to that SalvationArmyRedKettle.org and log in and just donate and tell your friends about it. Email to your friends, say, hey, I'm doing this. Let's challenge. Let's get more money. And to help out the community as much as we can. That it's a virtual site, so you can go put it anywhere and it'll come back to us.
So you can share the site, and that's super cool. But what about, how can you make that a competition? There would be some kind of really cool, like, virtual bell ringing thing, you know, you post it and everyone who clicks your link. I don't know. I feel like that would make a really fun competition someday.
I've already had one where I started mine and I have $0 in it. So I'm getting no help right now. But you can create your own and you can send it out to your friends and say, hey, look, I'm doing better than Captain. And
So you can do that.
Yes, you can. So you can actually create your own little site on SalvationArmyRedKettle.org. And you can say, I want to be a bell ringer and I'm going to beat Captain Chris. It's going to be hard because I can't, right? Nobody's helping me. So why not help us?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to go stand outside for a couple hours, you still have the opportunity. You can share it online.
Yes.
And be a virtual bell ringer.
And you can also do it on registertoring.com. There's a ring as an individual, ring as a group. Or you can virtually give, virtually ring with us, and by giving us a donation there too, it will help us.
Awesome. There are so many cool opportunities. And I mean, I absolutely love it. I always am so excited to hear about things that are happening in our community, that are staying in our community, and that are helping to build up our community and to meet the needs that are so prevalent right now. I mean, there are so many needs in Tucson. And so being able to help on so many different levels is a very exciting thing.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Captain Chris Kim, for being here. And Kelly Beasley, thank you for being here. Can you give us the website one more time and then a phone number if someone wants more information?
SalvationArmyTucson.org or 520-795-9671.
And can you give us Kristen's phone number again? And
Kristen's phone number is going to be 520-448-3997. Call her. Just bother her for me, please.
So she's the one that you need to call for volunteering. So just in case they didn't have their pen ready, can you give that to me one more time?
520-448-3997.
And there are so many really cool opportunities, both for volunteering and for giving financially, for the bell ringing virtually or in person, for giving toys. There is a ton of opportunity here. So I highly recommend you go check it out and sign up to help them out. Thank you so much again for being here. This is Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. You can learn more information at Center Stage Tucson on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you, and stay tuned for the I Am Real Estate Show.